KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In high school boys basketball action on Saturday, 1A and 2A sub-state finals were held. Riverside is into the state 1A basketball championships as the Bulldogs beat Villisca 64-41 in a game heard here Saturday night on KJAN from Abraham Lincoln High School in Council Bluffs. 6'7" senior center Ricky Williams led the way with 26 points for the Bulldogs, helping them to a big lead as they defeated Villisca Saturday night to move on. Ankeny Christian Academy out of the Rolling Hills Conference also in the state 1A tourney. They beat Murray 50-30. Other 1A substate finals saw Boyd and Hull beat Rock Valley 67-45, Danville over Sigourney 61-29. It was Lone Tree over Dunkerton 68-55, North Tama beating Iowa Mennonite 55-46. Storm Lake St. Mary's beat Lawton Bronson 71-61, Wapsie Valley over Bishop Garrigan 66-50. Now, the first round of the 1A boys state tournament has Riverside facing off against Storm Lake St. Mary's in a first round matchup. Both teams are 24-1 on the season. St. Mary seated fourth, Riverside seated fifth coming into the tourney. Also on the other side of the bracket, North Tama will be the first-round opponent for Ankeny Christian. Both those teams with just one loss on the season. North Tama seated third, Ankeny Christian seated sixth heading into that tournament. Both those games will be on Monday, March 4th, with the Riverside contest at 12:15 and the Ankeny Christian game at 3:45 in the afternoon. Now, the 2A state tournament pairings are set as well after Saturday's sub-state finals. It was Kemper Catholic beating Red Oak 59-46. Nottoway Valley beat North Polk in dramatic fashion 64-61 as senior Dan Ursum hit a three-pointer on a kickout by Alex Welsh with less than 3 seconds left for the winning points in that game. Welsh finished with a double-double with 10 points and 10 boards. Ursum had 17 points. T.J. Bauer had 17 points and 7 rebounds, and Brad Bowdler had 14 points and 5 assists as Nottoway Valley spread the points around in picking up that victory to move on to the state meet. Other 2A substate finals Saturday night around the state saw Dyke New Hartford beat New Hampton 63-55, MFL Marmack over Western Dubuque 52-40. It was North Cedar topping West Branch 52-43, Pella Christian defeating Burlington Notre Dame 66-49, Sheldon over Western Christian 64-57 in overtime. Also, West Fork beat East Sac County 68-39. 2A pairings look like this. Nottoway Valley will face off against Kemper Catholic in a first-round matchup. That'll be on Tuesday, March the 5th at 10:30 in the morning as the Wolverines at 23-1, the second seed in the tournament, will play seventh-seeded Kemper Catholic, who is 16-8. Heading into the championships next week. Also on Saturday night in 4A boys substate semifinals, it was Sioux City East dumping Lewis Central 83-53. Sioux City North beat Sioux City West 69-54. Boys tournament play continues tonight with Class 3A substate finals on the schedule for this evening. Chris and I will be in Council Bluffs tonight as Abraham Lincoln High School will host the game between Atlantic and Harlan this evening. That'll be the third matchup of those two teams from the regular season. It was Atlantic winning both games in tight basketball games, both home and on the road in Hawkeye 10 conference play. And senior guard Sam Markham says they're excited to get a chance to play Harlan a third time for the right to go to state.
We have to play good defense and, Mitch Osborne coached team late in the season. It's always going to be a tough team, but we're up for the challenge. We know what they're going to bring to the table, and they know what we're going to bring to the table, and it's just going to be another all-out battle, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, his running mate, Chad Christensen, says that the Atlantic Trojans, as a team, are playing pretty well right now.
We can't bump our toe. We got to keep playing like we have been. No let-ups. We just got to keep rolling.
And, Chad, what do you more specifically need to do tonight?
Box out, long rebounds, and just run our offense and not try to go one-on-one.
Game time 7 o'clock tonight from Abraham Lincoln High School. We're on the air at 6:45 for you this evening. Atlantic versus Harlan Boys 3A substate final. The winner punches their ticket to the state championship tournament. Again, we'll have it for you live on AM 1220, FM 101.1, on the web at KJAN.com. And you can also listen on your smartphone if you have an Android or iPhone. Just go to your store and You don't even have to purchase it. Just download the free KJAN app, and you can listen to the games on your phone as well. That's Atlantic versus Harlan tonight here on KJAN. Other games around the state tonight. Class 3A boys sub-state finals have Marion facing Davenport Assumption. Mount Pleasant plays Solon. Bishop Heelan Catholic faces MLC Floyd Valley. Clear Lake plays Waverly Shell Rock. Crestwood versus Vinton Shellsburg. Grinnell plays Centerville, and Norwalk faces Dallas Center Grimes. All those winners will make up the Class 3A boys state tournament field. Well, the girls state tournament gets underway today at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Just about an hour and a half from now, they'll tip off game number one of the Class 1A tournament as Villisca faces Newell Fonda at 10 o'clock this morning. The Jays are 21-4, while Newell Fonda 22-2 on the season. They'll be followed by Marquette Catholic versus Arweva, Colonesco versus Burlington Notre Dame, and Earlham facing Central Lyon. That'll round out the first round games in Class 1A. Three more games then on the slate for this evening. At 5 o'clock, Pella Christian plays Western Christian in Class 2A first round play. That'll be followed by Applington Parkersburg playing Panorama. The Panthers are 23-2. Applington Parkersburg stands at 20-3 on the season. The night finishes at 8:30 with the tip-off of the Iowa City Regina Lawton Bronson contest in 2A first-round play. In women's college hoops on Sunday, Rachel Terrio scored 19 points, and number 24 Nebraska won its ninth game in a row, beating Iowa 66-46 as Jordan Hooper and Lindsey Moore scored 10 points apiece. Moore had 8 assists for the Cornhuskers, who kept their hopes alive of sharing the conference championship. Samantha Logic led the Hawkeyes with 12 points as Iowa falls to 17-11. They're 6-8 in Big Ten conference play. 18th-ranked Ohio State got the best of number 4 Michigan State, 68-60 in Big Ten men's college hoops yesterday, dropping the Spartans a game and a half behind the leader, top-ranked Indiana. Buckeyes guard Aaron Kraft scored a game-high 21 points and dished out 6 assists. Michigan State is 22-6 after suffering back-to-back losses for the first time this season. Ohio State is now 20-7. Also in the top 25, 6th-ranked Duke routed Boston College, 89-68. 7th-ranked Michigan was a little bit sluggish early, then turned it up in a 71-58 win over Illinois. 20th-ranked Pittsburgh avoided a third straight loss. They beat St. John's 63-47. And number 25 Notre Dame crushed visiting Cincinnati 62-41. In the NBA yesterday, it was the Lakers over Dallas 103-99, Golden State edging Minnesota 100-99, Miami beat Cleveland 109-105, New Orleans over Sacramento 110-95, Memphis beat Brooklyn 76-72, New York over Philadelphia 99-93, San Antonio posting a 97-87 win over Phoenix, Portland beat Boston 92-86, and Oklahoma City topping Chicago 102-72. In the National Hockey League on Sunday, Boston over Florida 4-1. Detroit beat up on Vancouver 8-3. Winnipeg over New Jersey 4-2. It was Carolina doubling up the New York Islanders 4-2. Chicago shut out Columbus 1-0. Pittsburgh over Tampa Bay 5-3. Anaheim needed overtime to beat Colorado 4-3. And Calgary a 5-4 winner over Phoenix. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the start of Sunday's Daytona 500 belonged to Danica Patrick, but the checkered flag, that went to Jimmy Johnson. Johnson snatched the lead from defending NASCAR champion Brad Keselowski on the final restart, and he went on to win his second Daytona 500. The five-time Sprint Cup champion wasn't really challenged over the final six laps. Dale Earnhardt Jr., the 2004 Daytona 500 winner, finished in second place for the third time in the last four season-opening races. Mark Martin was third, followed by Keselowski. Patrick began the race as the first female pole sitter and became the first woman to lead laps in the season-opening Cup event. She was in front for five laps along the way and sat third on the last lap before getting shuffled back to an eighth-place finish. It's the best showing by a woman in the history of the Great American Race. Defending champ Matt Kenseth had led more laps than anyone when his car began smoking on lap 149. He headed to pit road, and it didn't take long for the crew to push him behind the wall, ruining any hopes of becoming the first back-to-back winner since Sterling Marlin was able to accomplish that in 1994-95. There were several crashes during the race, but none approached the magnitude of the wreck that injured more than two dozen fans a day earlier in a second-tier race on the same track. In golf, Matt Kuchar beat defending champion Hunter Mahan 2-1 in the final of the Match Play Championship. It was the first All-American final at the WGC event in 5 years. Mahan was trying to join Tiger Woods as the only repeat winners of the 15-year-old tournament. Kuchar beat Jason Day 4-3 in the morning semifinals, just before Mahan closed out a 4-3 victory over Ian Poulter. Well, the PGA Tour has notified golf's governing bodies that it sees no reason to ban anchored putting strokes. PGA Tour Commissioner Tim Fincham says there's not enough evidence to show a competitive advantage gained by using a long putter or a belly putter that is anchored against the body. Three of the last five major champions used a belly putter. The U.S. Golf Association and Royal and Ancient Golf Club announced the proposed rule November 28th. They offered a 90-day comment period. The next development is whether the USGA and the RNA decide to adopt that new rule. In baseball news, New York Yankees outfielder Curtis Granderson is going to be out up to 10 weeks with a broken right forearm. The slugger was hit by a pitch from Toronto's Jay Happ in the bottom of the first inning Sunday. The Yankees initially called it a bruise, but x-rays revealed the break. That blow is a major one for the Yankees, who are already without third baseman Alex Rodriguez until at least the All-Star break. Granderson led New York with 43 home runs last season. Elsewhere in spring training news, Yankees general manager Brian Cashman says Derek Jeter is about 2 weeks away from playing in spring training games for the first time since breaking his ankle last fall. The 38-year-old shortstop practiced on-field running and agility drills for the second straight day Sunday and expects to be ready for opening day April 1st against Boston. New York Mets reliever Pedro Feliciano will be restricted from baseball activity for at least 2 weeks while he wears a heart monitor. The 36-year-old Feliciano has not pitched since 2010, when he went 3-6 for the Mets with a .330 earned run average and led the league with 92 appearances. He signed a 2-year, $8 million contract with the Yankees before the 2011 season, but never appeared in a game because of shoulder issues. In horse racing news, top 3-year-old Violence is off the Kentucky Derby trail after fracturing a bone in his right front leg. That injury was detected after his second-place finish, a half-length behind Orb, in Saturday's Fountain of Youth Stakes at Gulfstream Park. The heavily favored Violence lost for the first time in 4 starts. And in local wrestling news, Mitchell Williamson of CAM beat his opponent 15-2 in the finals of the state AAU Wrestling Championships. Williamson won the 140-pound weight class in the B division. That's for 5th and 6th graders over the weekend. Mitchell is the son of David and Julie Williamson of Wyota. That's Check Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.